This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
The Family Show, Liam, Robbie and Ness, and Bruce Sullivan is our relationships expert from Red Hot Relationships. A changing world. How do you deal with the change, the things you can't change or control? What do you do, Bruce? Good morning, mate.
Yeah, look, good morning to you both. It's been a big week, it seems. We've had train timetables changing. We've got Year 7 moving into high school. And I probably want to dedicate this week to Robbie because, Robbie, I understand that you're a checkbook lover and the checkbook is going. How are you feeling about that, mate?
I'm grieving. I spent some time last night in my office with my box of old check butts and just we had some sort of now time together. But I'm trying to work through it.
That's good. Look, you know, and what's the truth for all of us? We all get used to doing things a particular way. And so when things change, particularly changes that were not our idea, you know, things like train timetables, things like, you know, maybe even the weather this week, people are going, oh, it's gone so cold so quickly. And, you know, geez, the checkbooks are going. And, oh, what's going to happen with the trains? And, look, you know, we do get used to doing things a particular way. And the best example I like to give is, you know, when you drive somewhere for the first time, it seems to take forever to get there. And depending on who's navigating maybe forever and with a bit of tension, and then on the way home it doesn't seem to take so long, and eventually you can go to that place and, you know, work or home is obviously the classic example. You can get there, you know, turn off the ignition and you can't even remember the last 10 or 15 minutes of the trip, and this is a totally responsible state. So, you know, once you get used to doing it a particular way, and that's how God made us, our brain is designed to do things a particular way so that we can build our capacity. When something changes, very few people go, oh, great. So, you know, Robbie, for example, I don't think you're the only person in the world right now grieving the fact that checkbooks are on the way out. So, you know, how do you feel about it is going to potentially impact on other people in your family and the other people that you work with? So there'd be other people, I suspect, even Robbie in your world, that would probably be grieving with you. But, Liam, from what I understand, you don't even have a checkbook or it's not even an issue for you.
Yeah, never own one, but I know, you know, when they started changing the way you paid your bills and all of a sudden it's online and people can be a bit antsy about, you know, I've got to give them a credit card. What? It's a changing world. You either, you know, do it or get left behind, don't you?
Oh, look, and in that example, I mean, certainly, I remember being in the bank. One of my very first jobs was to ring customers who had a passbook account, and I had to offer them an access account, which was with ANZ at the time, and what they had to do was change their passbook account to this plastic card that they could use in an ATM. And seriously, you would think that I was ringing up people to tell them that I was going to burn their house down. Yeah. That was the response that I got from people. And I'm thinking, I knew why I was the junior in the bank and why I was getting that job, because people just resist it. So, look, the first thing, and there's a couple of things people can do, acknowledge that it might be annoying. And, you know, it is okay to go, yeah, well, it is annoying and it's going to be frustrating. And then I think really importantly, like what you're alluding to, Liam, is that you've got to decide what you can do about it, because the change is happening to you. And if it helps people this morning, I think it just to put some perspective on it, just to remember it's not the ending of your life. It's the ending of your life one particular way and the beginning of your life a different way. So, you know, if your train timetable is gone, for example, because that's been really hot and topical this week, it's not the ending of your life. You still wake up the next morning with no white chalk line around your body. You can get on and do what you need to do. It's just the ending of your train leaving at this time and the beginning of it leaving at a different time. And yes, it will be annoying, and it's just as important to work out what you can do about it. So, you know, Robbie, what are you going to do now that checkbooks are on the way out? And you've got a little bit of time to go yet, but, you know, have you already started looking for what you might do differently?
Well, to be honest, I don't use it anywhere near as much as I used to. I mean, because I do a lot of stuff electronically. I suppose I'd just see what bills I have to pay still by check, make sure those places still have another way of doing it, and probably they do by now. So, yeah, I'd sort of let it go. I mean, I was thinking my mum, though, a lot older than me, obviously, and she pays for everything by check and doesn't do anything online. So I think it can be an age thing, can't it? Negotiating change.
Yeah, look, it can be. And how long have you been doing it that particular way? And, you know, potentially how flexible or open you are. And I think the thing that really helps with that for everyone when things change is that you could spend 10 minutes complaining about it or 10 minutes learning about the new way, 10 minutes, you know, on the internet exploring, 10 minutes talking to your bank about what the alternatives are, 10 minutes looking at the train timetables to go, maybe because I already drive to the station, I could go to a different one potentially and even get to work quicker on a less crowded train. So I'm going to keep experimenting and exploring. And, you know, God forbid, if people woke up tomorrow morning with a lump on the side of their neck, then, you know, that's a change. But it's not the ending of your life. It's just the ending of your life without a lump and the beginning of your life with a lump. And you'd be at the doctor the next day to go, I need to get some information about this change.
Where were you when All Saints was taken off the TV, Bruce? I was a crumpled mess for weeks. So Tuesday nights were never the same, but I got over it.
Yeah, look, and because that's a classic example about where, you know, I don't think I've ever watched an episode in my entire life. So I have to tell you, my grieving period for that, Liam, was incredibly short.
Yeah.
And I was on to the next thing. So it depends on who you are. Obviously, but if the change is affecting you, it can really affect the people in your family, the people you have to live and work with. So, you know, my encouragement is just go and remember that it's not the ending of your life, and get as much information as you can about the new way so that you can be effective in the new way that it's going to be. You know, what does it mean for my kids if they're going into year seven is going to be high school? If that's going to impact me, then instead of just catastrophizing it, you know, panicking, the sky's falling in, go and get as much information as you can, and gosh, it makes a big difference.
How to get over it, our relationships guru, Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships. Good on you, mate. We'll catch up next week.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.